Speaking just before he left Israel after 2 days of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, Mr. Cheney accused Hamas militants and their backers in Syria and Iran of doing everything they can do to sabotage the current round of negotiations between Israel and the moderate Palestinian government of President Mahmoud Abbas. His comments came following a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Mr. Olmert's spokesman Mark Regev says there is plenty of evidence to back up Mr. Cheney's claims.
We have no doubt that the extremist elements, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Iranians, they'll do what they can to destroy any chance of the peace process succeeding. And we see evidence of that every day. They're shooting those rockets from Gaza into Israel. They want to provoke an escalation. They don't want to see the peace process succeed.
Mr. Cheney also said that he and senior Palestinian leaders had discussed a proposed reconciliation agreement between Mr. Abbas's Fatah movement and Hamas militants who control the Gaza Strip. On Sunday, representatives of the two Palestinian factions meeting in Yemen agreed to hold direct talks in the near future. The U.S. vice president says he believes Mr. Abbas has set preconditions for the talks that would require Hamas to relinquish control in Gaza before any reconciliation could take place. A statement from Mr. Abbas's office confirmed that policy, but Hamas militants say the agreement reached in Yemen has no preconditions. U.S. and Israeli officials say they will have nothing to do with Hamas unless and until the group renounces violence and agrees to recognize Israel. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.